play-by-play voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets, joins us. Jeff, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm great, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
How big of an event is this in Columbus?
It's a major event, Jason, and I can tell you that you're 100% right. This city has waited for that opportunity. I just finished doing an interview with Gary Bettman that'll run on our television show tonight, and this is exactly what he thought. And, of course, the man that had the vision, the late John H. McConnell, Mr. Mac, as he was affectionately called, wanted to give something to the city of Columbus. So he purchased the franchise in 1997. Of course, he began play in the year 2000, and he would have had a smile on his face all the way up High Street, which is the main street, much like Jasper Avenue was in the years that I lived in Edmonton. So this is a great event. This gives Columbus an unknown franchise in an unknown city, an opportunity to show its best. And last night there was a gala, and a number of the owners were there. And, of course, there's a Board of Governors meeting coming up here this weekend. And they were quite surprised at the gala last night and what's going on here in the city, because the Blue Jackets, as a hockey team, wanted to take this All-Star game to the next level. And they have, much like you, I'm sure, and a lot of hockey fans at Edmonton will be aware, made this much like the Quebec Carnival. And that's in addition, of course, to the All-Star game itself. And it's just going to be a terrific weekend for Columbus and a great weekend for the Blue Jackets.
Now, Bobrovsky, obviously that's bad news for the Jackets. Any word on how serious that injury is?
Well, it's serious. We were in Winnipeg a few nights ago, and I saw it immediately on the telecast. And he had an MRI yesterday. The club hasn't formally announced what the extent of the injury is, but I can tell you it is significant, and he's going to be out for an extended period of time, which is not great for the franchise, and certainly for him. He was devastated. I can't tell you how excited he was to be able to take part in his first All-Star game, and rightfully so. Given that honor, he brought his family in from Russia, and he's just extremely disappointed.
Oh, I bet you he is. And the Blue Jackets, you know, they've been decimated by injuries this year. And, you know, looking at it, they're 14 points out of the playoffs coming out of this All-Star break. That seems almost insurmountable to get to the playoffs, which most people in the hockey world when the season started, now no one predicted all the injuries, but, you know, they were a team that most people thought would be a playoff team. How disappointed has the organization been about this season? And do the fans understand it, or are they a little disappointed?
Well, the fans understand it, and no one likes to use injuries, Jason, as an excuse for a team not performing. But fact of the matter is, when you have 11 and 12 players out of your lineup like the Blue Jackets had for a considerable time this season, it's tough. And just here's a prime example. The Blue Jackets, hopefully here after the All-Star break, get a nice Western Canadian kid back in the lineup who's expected to be a key player this year on the blue line, and Ryan Murray, the Regina product. He's been out 99% of the time here this season. Now, he's expected to come back after the All-Star break, as is Artem Anisimov, who certainly was a big loss. And we all saw those rumors a few months ago that he could have been ticketed to Edmonton in some type of deal. But Anisimov is a key and integral part. He kills penalties. He's out there. He's a key faceoff guy. And he's been lost here now for the last 3 months. And now he's in a position where he's ready to come back after the All-Star break. So two guys come back, two other guys go out. They lose a kid they acquired, Jeremy Morin, in a trade with Chicago, and now Bobrovsky's going to be out for a considerable time. So it's the way the season has gone, and the fans have obviously grown to expect it. We all heard prior to the start of the season that the Blue Jackets were a team that people expected, based on what happened last year, to take the next step. It's not obviously going to happen this year. Management, although disappointed and somewhat frustrated, John Davidson would be the first guy to tell you he's been in the game how many decades, and he's never seen anything like it. But again, the bottom line is you can't use injuries as an excuse. Other teams lose players and continue to win, but this is a young hockey club, and they just have not been able to overcome the injuries. And by the end of the season, Jason, it's probably going to be, oh, I'd say 480, close to 500 man games lost to this hockey club, which is incredible.
Yeah, it's kind of reminiscent of the Orders a few years ago when no one could stay healthy even if they tried. The other thing for the Blue Jackets is because they're likely out of the playoff race, Jeff, I'm looking at their lineup earlier, and you know, outside of Mark Letestu, they don't really have a lot of pending UFAs that they could even dangle to maybe get some more prospects, and what unfortunately for them is kind of being a wasted year.
Well, you're 100% right. I could see this team, though, making some trades because they do have some players on the horizon that they want to get into the lineup. So I think that they'll certainly listen to each and every inquiry before the trading deadline, and who knows what happens there. But when you look at what they're doing here and building the foundation, signing Bobrovsky as they did here a couple of weeks ago when we were in Toronto and making that announcement, signing Nick Foligno prior to the start of the season, signing Dubinsky, and, of course, the player that I think has a tremendous upside, another Western Canadian kid, I kind of like that, Ryan Johansson, who, to me, Jason, he is a young man, 22 years of age, a tremendous talent, and I've told that kid, if I told him once, I've told him 100 times, that he doesn't realize how good a hockey player he can be. And I think Ryan Johansson still, despite his season here this year, despite missing training camp, and obviously moving forward, I think that there's a tremendous upside that he'll be a fixture on this hockey club. And everybody knows you need a number one center. Well, they've got theirs for the next 10 or 15 years.
Oh, he's a dominant player, big body. They really like him. Has there been any change in Nathan Horton? Like, I know we're not expecting him to come back and play, but do you think, like, will there be an official retirement announcement at all from him? What are you hearing on that front?
Well, Nathan is kind of low-keying it at this point, and I can tell you that he's pretty frustrated. He signed the big ticket here with the Blue Jackets, and they felt they had a power forward here moving forward for the next 7 years. It's a tremendous blow to him personally and obviously the organization. I think basically at this point the team just wants to have him on complete rest, and a decision and determination will be made here moving forward. But if surgery is part of that, particularly invasive surgery, then you're going to see a young man have to step aside from the game. But the Jackets aren't prepared to do that yet, and nor is he prepared to do it. And that's something that I think will be determined in the future.
Jeff, as always, I appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. I know the city's going crazy. The draft tonight, Nick Foligno. Is he going to draft his teammate, Ryan Johansson, first overall?
I think that he'll based on what he said to me, and this would have been funny here because he was going to select Bobrovsky with the first pick, and he was kind of hoping that nobody would take Johansson and he'd be the last guy to be picked and get the car, so they'd have something on him here moving ahead here to the second half of the season. But judging by what's happened here with Bobrovsky, I think you'll see Johansson selected pretty quick.
Yeah, it's funny. All these guys are joking that they're going to be politicking to not be the last pick. I'd be politicking to be the last pick and get the free car. Who cares?
Well, exactly. And I saw the car just about a half an hour ago. It's a pretty sharp-looking Honda, of course, the official car of the National Hockey League. And why not, right? You and I'd be the first guys in line to get that.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter how much money you have. Nobody turns down a free vehicle. That's all good.
Hey, if it's free, it's me, Jason.
Yeah.
They call me Paul Waz when I was with the Panthers a few years back. Well, 11 years back now. And Paul Waz, remember him, pretty tough defenseman. I don't think he ever lost a fight. Paul Waz used to call me Jeff Free Rimmer, and I have no problem with that. I'm not ashamed.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Who doesn't like free? If you can't get excited over free stuff, I'm not sure what you can get excited over.
There you go, bud.
Jeff, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game.
Anytime.
Oh, hey,
thank you for having me.
One other serious one. Do you know, are they going to shoot the cannon for every goal? Or, like, how are they deciding which team they're shooting the cannon for?
That is a great question. But I would think there won't be every goal, but I think it might be every goal for the home team or Foligno's team that scores.
Okay.
I think you might hear the cannon.
Okay. All right.
We want all those people in the building that are in there for the first time to be scared out of you.
Oh, man. First time I was at the building, and I knew it was coming, but then I forgot. And, oh, man. I haven't been in. There's nothing like it in pro sports that I've been to anyway that's that loud.
Well, you can thank Doug McLean for that. He approved it the day before he got fired.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that. It's a great story.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate your time, Jeff. Thank you.
Anytime, bud.